Welcome to the Deep Dive. Before we jump into today's topic, a big thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer.
That's right.
SafeServer handles the hosting for this software and really supports you in your digital transformation journey.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely check them out.
So you know that feeling, right? You're trying to share a file, maybe work on a project together, or just store something important like family photos.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
And there's that little nagging thought. Who actually owns this data now? Is it really secure? Am I giving away too much control?
It's a really common concern these days.
Well, today, we're going to tackle that head on. We're looking at a solution designed specifically to put you back in control.
Mm-hmm.
We're diving deep into SyncEnd Server. It's a platform built around this idea of giving you back control over your digital life.
Right.
Think of it like a secure open source toolkit for your file storage, sharing, collaborating, syncing, all on your own terms.
An ecosystem, really.
Exactly. So our mission today is to unpack what SyncEnd actually offers, and maybe more importantly, why it's becoming such a key solution.
Especially now with everything being digital.
Right. Especially for anyone looking for a clear way into this idea of data sovereignty, but maybe feels a bit overwhelmed by it all. A beginner-friendly path.
And what's great is we've looked at the details, not just the official website, but also dug into their GitHub repository.
So the technical side too.
Yeah, to get a really solid picture of how it works and, you know, the philosophy behind it.
Okay, let's start there then. This core idea behind SyncEnd, because it feels really fundamental. Your data belongs to you.
That's the bedrock, absolutely.
It's open source,
yep.
Okay? But the heart of it seems to be letting you store, share, work on, and sync files.
While you stay in charge. Keeping it free, keeping it private.
This data sovereignty idea, can you elaborate a bit on that? What does it mean in practice?
Sure. Think of it like owning your own house versus renting an apartment in the cloud.
Okay, I like that analogy.
When you own your data, you host it on your infrastructure, your server, your rules.
So no third-party landlord, so to speak.
Exactly. You're not just trusting someone else's service. You are the service provider for yourself.
And that's important for, like, legal stuff. Regulations.
Hugely important for compliance, yes. But also, it directly tackles those big privacy worries people have when their sensitive stuff is sitting on servers they don't control.
Okay, and the open source part. That builds trust for a lot of people, myself included.
It does. Transparency is key.
But beyond just seeing the code, what are the real benefits, or maybe even challenges, of being open source for something like this?
Well, the transparency means the community can check the code for, you know, security holes or hidden issues. That's massive.
Right, no secrets.
Plus, you get this global community helping to improve it constantly. Often leads to better, more innovative features.
Okay, any downsides or challenges?
The main thing is, the user takes on more responsibility for managing their own setup. But that's the trade-off, isn't it? For having that real control, that sovereignty.
That makes sense. So if you have this transparency and control, how does SyncEnd make sure it's actually secure? Because owning vulnerable data isn't much better.
Good point. This is their secure by design philosophy. It's not just about adding encryption later.
Oh, what does that mean, secure by design?
It means security is built in from the ground up. They use strong encryption. Obviously, that's table stakes.
Sure.
But it's also about this principle of least privilege. The system is designed so users only get the absolute minimum access they need for a task.
So it limits potential damage if something goes wrong.
Precisely. It shrinks the attack surface. It's different from systems where security feels like an add-on.
And they mentioned a granular permission system for total control. How granular are we talking?
Think really fine-grained, like having a master key, but also being able to issue temporary keys that only open one specific drawer, or maybe just let someone look in the drawer but not take anything out.
Okay, so you could set permissions for viewing versus editing versus deleting.
Exactly. View, edit, print, delete, share. You can fine-tune who can do what with each file or folder. Essential for sensitive docs and preventing mistakes or unauthorized access.
All right, so the philosophy is strong. Data ownership. Built-in security. But let's talk usability. How does it actually feel to use day-to-day? Is it complex?
That's often the worry with powerful tools, right?
Yeah, especially self-hosted ones.
But the sources emphasize a really modern, fast interface. Sleek, intuitive, designed to be efficient.
So not clunky or slow?
Apparently not. Optimized for speed, which is always a plus. You don't want to fight the software.
Definitely not. Now, for teams, they talk about collaborative spaces. Sounds useful, but maybe a bit daunting to set up with all those permissions.
It strikes a good balance, actually. Think of them not just as folders, but as self-contained project areas. I think teams can create their own spaces, which cuts down on waiting for IT. Big time saver.
Right, less bureaucracy.
And there's a cool anchoring feature. Instead of copying huge files everywhere, you can just link to the original. Keeps things tidy.
Oh, that's smart. Avoids version chaos.
Exactly. And the permissions, while granular, are presented accessibly. The key is that each space is naturally compartmentalized.
Meaning secure by default.
Pretty much. High security helps with compliance, even if you're new to setting permissions. It empowers teams without being overly complex.
Okay, that handles internal teams. But what about working with people outside the organization? Clients, consultants.
That's where shares come in. You can share files securely, internally, or externally, using those same fine-grained controls.
And you mentioned secure links.
Yeah, for quick, occasional sharing, you can set limits on them, how many times they can be accessed, add an expiration date, even password protect the link itself.
So you still have control even after you hit send.
Total control over distribution. It's like sending a package with tracking and maybe a time lock.
Huh, okay. And for more involved collaboration with external partners.
That's where guests and personal groups are really interesting. You're not just firing off a file, you're inviting someone into a specific controlled area.
So like a temporary team member with limited access.
Exactly. You decide precisely what they can see and do. You can create personal groups, maybe for different client projects, each with its own tailored access rights.
And someone manages these guests.
Yes, you designate a manager for each guest or group. Keeps oversight clear, but allows for decentralized management. Extends collaboration without losing security.
Makes sense. Now, keeping everything aligned across devices, that's crucial. How does Sync In handle synchronization?
It's got robust synchronization. There are desktop apps, Windows, macOS, Linux, that keep files synced between your computer and your Sync In server automatically.
Standard stuff, but essential.
Right. But what's neat is you can connect to multiple servers if needed.
Oh, interesting.
And you have advanced options. Control the sync direction, up, down, or both, set the frequency, and even run a simulation first.
A simulation to see what would happen.
Yeah, to preview the changes before they actually happen, avoid any oops moments. It's simple, powerful, and secure syncing.
Okay, and for people who like their existing tools, maybe their file explorer, is there a way to integrate?
Absolutely. It integrates with WebDAVY. Think of WebDAVY as like a universal adapter.
An adapter, how so?
It lets your sync in storage appear just like another driver folder directly on your computer.
So you can mount your spaces.
Exactly. Mount them as network drives in Windows Explorer, MacGoshaw Finder, even access them from apps on your phone.
So you can use the tools you already know.
Precisely. You work in a familiar way, seamlessly, but it's all connecting back to your secure sync in server. No need to change habits drastically.
That lowers the barrier to entry quite a bit.
No.
Okay, so we've got control, security, sharing, syncing. What about actual productivity tools, like editing documents together?
Yeah, that's a big one. Real-time collaborative editing is almost expected now.
How does Sync In handle that while keeping data sovereign?
Through only Office integration, this lets you edit text documents, spreadsheets, presentations right in your browser in real time.
Like you would in, say, Google Docs or Office 365.
Very similar experience, yeah. It supports Microsoft Office formats, open document formats natively.
And the permissions.
Crucially, it fully respects all the sync in permissions you've set. So if someone only has view access, they can't edit, even in only Office. Collaboration stays smooth and secure.
That integration is key. Now, finding stuff. We all generate so much data. How does Sync In help you find that needle in the digital haystack?
Ah, the digital haystack. That's where the powerful full text search or smart search comes in.
Full text meaning it searches inside the documents.
Exactly, not just file names. It digs into the actual content. Office docs, PDFs, HTML, plain text, you name it.
It's huge.
And you can refine searches, include or exclude keywords and phrases. It really speeds things up, letting you find the info you need instantly.
Okay, essential for productivity and keeping track of who did what. Activity logs.
Yep, activity tracking. You can comment directly on files, keeping discussions right there with the document.
Contextual comments. Nice.
You get notifications for changes, new comments, and you can see the full file history. Who changed what, when, keeps everyone aligned.
Reduces confusion and finger pointing, maybe.
Hopefully. Fosters seamless teamwork and accountability.
And within those secure spaces, You mentioned managing storage and locking files.
Right, Corda Unlock Management. You can set storage limits for users or groups to manage resources.
Practical.
And the file locking is important when people are actively editing. It prevents two people from saving conflicting changes to the same document simultaneously.
Prevents accidental overwrites.
Exactly. It's another layer of control within those secure spaces for better organization and data integrity.
So pulling it all together for our listeners, what's the big picture here?
The big picture is that SyncIn is designed to be scalable. It works for individuals wanting control, right up to large organizations needing robust, secure management.
And accessible everywhere.
Yeah, browser, desktop clients, web DAV, wherever you are. It combines speed, modern design, and solid tech for a really efficient, secure experience.
So this deep dive really highlights how SyncIn addresses these modern challenges: data management, privacy, collaboration. It's fundamentally about empowerment, isn't it?
It really is. Empowering you with control over your digital life, simplifying how you work, making teamwork better, all without giving up security or ownership.
Which leads to a question for everyone listening.
Yeah, maybe something to think about. In this world where we rely so much on third-party clouds, what would it actually mean for you to have true data sovereignty?
How much control do you have now versus what you could have?
What could you gain in freedom, in security, by bringing your data home, so to speak, with something like SyncIn?
It's a compelling thought. If you are looking for that freedom and privacy without compromise, SyncIn definitely offers an open source path worth exploring.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out their official website, that's SyncIn.com, or if you're technically inclined, the code's on GitHub.
Dive right in.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into SyncIn Server for today. We hope this gave you a clear, foundational look at this platform and its focus on your data sovereignty.
Hope it was helpful.
And one last big thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Absolutely.
SafeServer supports the hosting for SyncIn and helps with your digital transformation. Find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Check them out.
Thank you for joining us on the Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring.